graphic. They had a whole half a dozen pages on this one type. And I vowed then I'd know him well and I'd never harm him.
Well, that's right. I've killed him one time back. I've killed lots of ladybugs. And they claim they're the best friend we got. But I sure never killed. I know it was combine their oats. We had a lot of those come through the combine. I'd help every one of them out. I could not hurt him.
I collected a toe sack full of those one time for a man. He gave me $10. Now that would sound like a lot of work, but it wasn't.
Is that right?
When I was, this was that summer in the Forest Service. Before work one morning, I hiked up the top of the mountain, about a mile and a half. Another fellow and I, we each had a toe sack, we each had a coffee can. And first of all, we just put the toe sack under the bushes. They'd just be red with these things. They'd go up there to spawn. You just whack the bush and they'd fall in the sack and you go to another one. And when the sack got so full and you couldn't put it under there, we'd whack them in the coffee can and dump them in.
Man,
but the sack was that tall. Well, you know, just a regular one.
Same time, I believe I'd give $25 for me.
Well, I think these brought quite a bit more than what we got. The Rangers.
Let's see, they sold them in California, $7 a gallon, and a gallon bucket is just about what could cover all over the side, and, you know, and could get plenty of room to crawl.
Huh.
That's what some of the boys tell me. One lived in out in Mexico. I bought some. He said that, don't think you're getting a gallon like you get a gallon of anything else. Says it's pretty well full, but it's just about what can crawl around good enough. So smother.
Well, we climbed up the top of the mountain. We filled these bags and we took them down. They were full too.
They would went up there to breed, huh?
Yeah.
Well, last
strangest thing you ever saw, just like berries on the bush, but thicker.
Last August or September, me and Bill was down there cutting a few persimmons. And we noticed quite a few little bordeaux bushes were just covered with those ladybugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that must have been what they were.
That's it.
But they were mostly on those bordeaux bushes.
And you take those in melon patch, and they'll really put that melon patch in good shape. That's what we brought these for. The man had watermelons, and the aphids were eating them.
Yeah, they'll get those aphids. I've seen time I could catch a lot of those ladybugs.
Oh my, that's nice.
Cutting alfalfa, about to finish up, you kept drying them in. I've seen time they're just thick as they could be. But I don't know how I could have caught them, you know, it's coming in as you cut around. They'd just be covered all right.
Uh-huh.
But I never tried to not harm them. Well, it's a wooden war machine, it'll just fall over this.
What kind of trees do you have around here? You mentioned bodark.
You mean of all kind of shrubby or?
Just wild trees.
Post oak?
Oh yeah, we have post oak, blackjack,
appleberry,
red oak. Then we have quite a few wild pecans, a few mulberries, way too many elm.
Do you have that tree around here that has the big leaf and the shaggy bark? Now in the fall when the leaves drop off, there'll be little round balls on the end of the branches.
You ain't talking about a China berry?
No, these would be brown. Sycamore or?
Yes, in these bottoms we have a sycamore, we have a few sweet gum, we have a few black gum, but not right around close, but in a few miles around the bottoms. We have a cottonwood.
Do you have cherry trees around here?
No, we don't right now. There have been a few cherry trees grow here, but right now I don't know of any around.
Do you have that bush here that grows maybe 6 feet tall, has 10, 11 fingers on the leaves, and cluster of berries about this time of year. A little later, the leaves will get orange and red, purple.
Yeah, we have that.
Deer eat them.
Looks like a head feed. I don't know what you're talking about, but I know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Shoemaker.
Well, we have the shoemaker berries. Yeah, we have world of
shoemaker.
We have world of shoemaker, but I thought he was talking about that. I was sworn looking at the cooker. We used to go, there's two kinds of them that we used to get to make pies out of them, a few of those, like Arkansas, right in Arkansas. What do you call them?
Oh, you mean those.
Huckleberries. Yeah, I thought he was talking about the huckleberry at first.
I don't grow that tall.
Well, it's the little kind we made the pies out of, very few of those here, very few. But that huckleberry, it'll get up often that high, the pies your head are higher.
Boy.
That's